and Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo and year-end thoughts. And let's try to, you know, be nice to end on an upbeat note. There have been some good things going on at the airport. As we were saying, you have a full parking lot. Vending machines, when I was out there singing, very impressive. You know, you've kind of upgraded your food, what you offer that way. So
let's start with you singing, because that always it does really well for us. You know, we did customer appreciation today, customer appreciation day again, and this is our third time to do that. And that's a day where we just spend the whole day appreciating our customers by putting out free drinks, snacks, and do some vending, and also have some holiday cheer brought by Kathy Dawes and your singing group. Yeah, folks just love that. We get so many social media hits on there and taking pictures and videos and uploading those things. So it was great to have you back out there, and hopefully we can do that all over again. But yeah, you mentioned vending machines. We did expand our vending options. And we have hot food vending, some healthy snack choices, as well as some hot drinks. And people just love those hot drinks. You know, the coffee comes out extremely hot, too. Be careful about that. But it is doing really well for us. And, you know, that was a byproduct of two tries of trying to get food service inside the terminal. And we had issued a couple different RFPs. And the first time we had only one proposal, but that was rejected. We didn't have anything to really compare it to, and it requested quite a bit of city participation. Second round, we got nothing. And so not only do we have to consider how do we improve customer experience with vending options, but then also what do we do with that space? And because it was a white box, we can really do whatever we want with it. And we've considered alternative options, and we're looking right now at building it out as an office. And so we'd probably be leasing out that office space and hopefully relocating TSA into there. And maybe that's something we're going to accomplish in 2018. So that's one of those future projects that are coming up. Another future project coming up, too, that we just went out to bid on is having a pylon sign out front at the airport, right at the entrance, right off Skyway Drive. And that should stand pretty tall. You can see at least from K-18 and have some space for advertising for our tenants that are inside the terminal. And so we're looking forward to that. And while I'm going on projects here, we also had an airport administration relocation. We remodeled the old FBO where Kansas Air Center used to be, and right by the tower, in between the tower and the terminal. Remodeled that this summer, and we got our airport administration building relocated into there. So it's great to have brand new offices. Great to be over on that side of the terminal. Gives us really good access. And so good things happening all across.
And never enough time.
And never enough time.
And thanks for coming all the way over here.
Always a pleasure.
Jesse Romo with us today, Manhattan Regional Airport Director. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Tomorrow we're going to be visiting with Riley County and Randolph Blue Valley School Superintendents Cliff Williams and Brady Burton. Brady Bowman will be handling the program tomorrow here on KMAN's In Focus. And yes, Friday will be Kathy's last day. In Focus will be all about her. Clark, Rush, Dan, and the game. Power Cat Game Day on the way.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News on the hour.
I'm Peter King. From Montana to Wisconsin, frigid weather has everyone dressing, and dressing.
Bundle up, wear that out.